T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a problem people struggle with every year. How regular a service provider do you have to be to warrant a tip?
Well, it's a great question, and there's a lot of confusion. It really does depend. What I could tell you is that our survey identified that 19% of people are tipping their trash and recycling collector. That was actually the lowest of all the occupations we asked about. It was a little bit better for mail carriers, landscapers, teachers, child care providers. The most tipped out of the 6 jobs we asked about was a housekeeper. If you have a housekeeper, 47% of people are tipping them. The median is $50.
Okay, that's not bad.
Just 19%. Not that they don't deserve it, but I don't think I've ever tipped the garbage man. Night is 1 out of 5 people.
I've heard and I've seen people give like gifts and stuff like that. What about a lot of people don't carry cash anymore? So is it okay to tip in the form of a gift?
It could be. I mean, I think that cash is most appreciated. Who couldn't use more cash, right? Gift cards can often be a substitute. In fact, sometimes there are rules. Like if you have municipal trash collection, certainly the Postal Service, they have some pretty strict rules. Hard to enforce, but technically their employees are not supposed to accept cash. They can get a gift card, specifically a store-specific card. They also technically frown on those general-purpose Visa, MasterCard, Amex gift cards. But technically, you could give your mail carrier a store gift card worth up to $20. I've also seen some people doing nice things for delivery drivers, like leaving a spread of prepackaged snacks and drinks. Like, there's actually been some nice viral videos of delivery people stumbling upon prepackaged cupcakes and sodas. And it is a nice gesture that makes them feel appreciated. But most of the time, I think cash is best if you can.
And here's the big question. How much? How much of a tip do you give? Does it vary from person to person?
It does. For a lot of these one-time tips, we're often talking something in the $20 to $50 neighborhood. Now, there are also some people that we might tip throughout the year that we might tip a little bit better around the holidays. Like, for example, the person who cuts your hair. Some people think it's a really nice gesture to give them a holiday tip equivalent to the cost of one service. So maybe throughout the year you tip 15 or 20%, but around the holidays, you tip whatever that haircut costs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.